Today on Tech Daily, we're looking at the future of TV. While screens get bigger, the resolution is moving beyond high definition, and now even the shape of our screens are changing. On the line to talk about the future of TV screens is the Marketing General Manager of LG Australia, Lambro Skropidis. Thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
Pleasure. Thanks for asking us.
Now, firstly, can you talk us through the basic evolution of TV screens that we look at? How much have they actually changed since, well, I guess almost the last 90 years?
Well, they've obviously changed a fair bit. Mm. They're forever changing in terms of the gamut of colours that they can deliver. We're increasingly seeing more and richer colours being provided by the quality of the screens as they advance. And what we're also seeing is a lot more clarity. For some people, that's a great thing. You can get to see a lot more detail than you've ever seen before. You're seeing more of the picture, if you like. Some people, it's kind of questionable whether that shows off too much of the artist. I've often heard a lot of actors and so forth complaining that it shows off too many wrinkles.
And of course, makeup artists have had a hard time with it because they've had to come up with new makeup that couldn't be seen with these new high definition and ultra high definition screens.
I sure have, yeah.
Now, of course, I guess most of us thought, okay, we had high definition, great LED LCD TVs, and as I was saying, ultra high definition, four times the resolution of high definition. You had to wonder what was next, but now, you see LG has come up with the world's first OLED curved screen TV, but what exactly is that?
Essentially, we're talking about organic light emitting diodes that are providing a new way to provide colour to the TV screen. They're providing a much richer gambit of colours than we've ever seen before, and probably allowing the TV to show off a black level like you've never seen before, because essentially they turn off and you see the raw blackness of the screen when the picture is looking to show a dark area.
And why are, now we're talking about curved screens here too, why are curved screens better than flat ones?
Well, it kind of does depend on what your preferences are, but we've designed our new OLED with a curved screen. Reason being, we're trying to create a more immersive experience, if you like. And it's got a lot to do with the shape of the human eye and the distance from which you're sitting from the screen at any one point in time. So if you think about sitting dead in front of a TV screen, the distance between yourself and the very middle of the screen has a certain distance. And on a flat screen, the distance between where you are and the very edge of the screen is larger than it is right in the middle of the screen. So when we can bring that edge of the screen on both sides in a little bit closer to you via a curve, it's kind of helping make that distance equidistant, whether it's the very edge or right in the middle.
Sounds like there might be quite a mathematical formula as to how much you curve the screen. Has this curved screen idea been on the drawing board for a while?
It sure has. I mean, there's been a lot of, like you say, a lot of testing and development around what the ideal amount of curvature is. And essentially what we also saw at CES this year is where it's heading in the future, where the curve will actually be able to be controlled via a remote control on the television. So that's what's coming in the future, the ability to control the curve, to have it completely flat or curved to its ideal level.
Okay, so at recently in Las Vegas, you announced the first of these OLED curved screen TVs. When can we expect them to be available?
Well, the OLED TVs is currently on the market now. It's in limited distribution, but you can find them in some key retailers. So Harvey Norman, for example, have currently got them selling for about $799.
So just under $8,000 is the sort of the starting price?
Yeah, we actually brought the product to market at the very end of last year at an introductory price that was about $11,999. And what we're finding now is we're getting some manufacturing efficiencies in this technology. We're really understanding it better than ever before, and we've passed on some of those savings to the retailers, who in turn have passed them on in terms of a price cut of late. That's hopefully going to allow some enthusiasts now to enter the category and experience it.
Sounds good. And anyone who wants more information on I guess your TVs in general or these new OLED curved screen TVs, where can they go?
Well, obviously to our website at lg.com. We have a full explanation of our OLED products and obviously at our retailer's website as well if you're at the Harvey Norman page, you could see the product and buy immediately, I suppose, if you're ready to.
All right. Sounds good. We will literally watch this space and see how it goes. Lambro, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking us.